All right. Now, this to me is going to be interesting. We're going to listen back to Tyrell and I's trading bass lines in A minor. And I'm going to point out in my responses, because I did response for every two bars he played, I responded with another two-bar phrase. I'm going to point out the sort of link of congruency, if you will, for each phrase. So here we go.
Two, three, go.
Okay, so just to explain that, you play dun, 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 and I played dun, 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 dun. I just changed the ending, like I liked what you've played, and I kept the first notes exactly the same and just changed the ending, and now we're often telling a story. That's one of the easiest ways to make phrase congruency is just theme and variation. You start, like whatever you play, you repeat the first bit and make a different ending of it. Continuing from there. Okay, so that there, you play gong, dun, 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 ding, 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 and that highest note caught my ear and I wanted to mess around with that. So it could just be as simple as one note that you like. And so my phrase was gang ding dong gong gang gang gong gang. You know, so I just played around, literally just played around with that note because it caught my ear. Okay, so that's phrase congruency. Doesn't have to be any more scientific than that. Next one. So I heard the notes you did. They weren't that sort of solid rhythmically. That's okay. And I just played them the way I thought they should go with a little bit of syncopation. Like I repeated it back and just, that's another thing. Like if you don't nail something, you know, repetition, what's his name? Adam Neely, famous YouTuber, music YouTuber, says repetition legitimizes. If you don't nail something the first time, you just do it again.
Yeah.
It's just the same when you're speaking. When I'm talking, you know, I talk in fits and starts all the time. And when I'm saying, blah, 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 then I just say it again. This is what I meant. And people kind of appreciate it, you know. So don't be afraid. Doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be genuine. Next one. Okay, so that one to me was interesting. You played gong, da dun 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 ding, and I played ging ga gong, da dun ding dun dun. The rhythm was the same, but the direction of the notes was descending versus yours was ascending. That's all I did was I liked the rhythm that you played, and I just decided to keep that rhythm and change the direction of the notes. So that's a very common one. Keep the same rhythm, change the notes. Yeah, so in order to use that strategy, you have to keep the rhythm simple enough that you're going to remember what you played.
Yeah.
So here we go with the next one. Wait, let me find the one beat here. Two, three, four. So that those two hits, like when I went boo, boo, was deliberately to mark that was like the first two beats were silent. Well, I guess they weren't so silent because I was pounding on the bass. But I liked how you didn't come in till beat three. Like, let's listen to your phrase again. Like, here's the one. One, two. And then one, two. And I didn't repeat much else, but I did come in the same spot. So that's another way of being congruent, is just by starting the phrase on the same part of the same beat. There's millions of ways to be congruent. That one was just targeting the ding, ding, ding. That same note caught my ear, and I just played around with the rhythm. So you played some phrase that had bam in it. And I just, when it came to my turn, I was like, gang, gang, con, gang, gang, con, gang, whatever. I just messed around with that note. Continuing. So that was call and response. You went, gang, gang, gong, dong, ding, whatever you played. And I just played, gang, gang, gong, and then whatever the heck I wanted to follow that up. That was theme and variation. We saw that already. So here's the last one. I think this is the last one. All right, that one's harder to hear where the one is. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. So, gong, dong, down. I put those two notes in the same spot, and then I just did whatever I wanted after that. So there was some congruency there because I had two notes in the same place at the same time. Any questions?
Yeah, this is a random question.
I think your question is about feeling the two-bar phrase. It seems like so much extra mental work that it's hard to keep track of all this stuff. And my answer to that is, soon enough, you keep working with like the two bars on and two bars off type thing. You just get the feel for what two bars feels like, and you no longer have to think about it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It becomes second nature. And that would be at any tempo. If it was something like this, like that was just at 80. So let's just go to a completely different. I'm just gonna randomly choose 133. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Da di ding gong ding go do bang. Da di ga di gong dang ga do gong. Da ga di ding do gong gang do ding. Da ga di ga do bang ga do gong. Like I'm effortlessly just feel, I just know where the two bars are, and you will too soon enough.